Hello, you are welcome to Living Seed. Thank you for joining us again in this fellowship in the Word of God on Living Seed radio program. May God bless and keep you sound in faith as you come into contact with His sanctifying words today. Today's edition of the program is a continuation of our studies on the guidepost to the end-time believers as revealed in the first epistle of John. If you give heed to the warnings of God against false spirits and false prophets and prophecy, you will certainly end up in heaven and in the bosom of the Father. Listen today with your Bibles and do invite your friends and neighbors to join you in this program. Write us for any further spiritual need you may have. The address is Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Let's bow in prayer as I invite the servant of God to bring us the Holy Spirit warning against false spirits. Brother Gbile Akani.
Let us pray together. Our Father and our God, we thank you and bless you. We rejoice at the opportunity to look into the living Word of God. And we ask once more that you will open our understanding and let your Word mix with faith within us. We pray for our numerous listeners, brothers and sisters, and those that are seeking to know you. Lord, please visit with them. Touch them individually. Those that are crying to you for divine touch, touch their lives, touch their bodies, and touch their situation. We trust you, Lord, that miracles comes as men touch your word. Do this, O God, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Once more, we want to praise God that we have this privilege of sharing again the word of God with you on Living Seed. For some time now, we've been on guideposts for the end-time believer. And the Holy Spirit has continuously led us to look at the book of 1 John in this series. And we've studied as far as 1 John chapter 4. We've looked at verse 1 and up to verse 2 of 1 John chapter 4. We've been looking at how to test and how to try out false prophets and how to try and prove every spirit that comes your way. Today we are going to progress in this same study. We've been reading from verse 1 to 6. We will still read that today as we are trusting that now we can go forward and look at how to prove spirits and false prophets. Shall we read from verse 1? Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it shall come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. May God bless his word to our hearts in the name of Jesus. Particularly in the last edition, we were still looking at several references in Scripture that brings to us warnings against false spirits, false prophets, and false teachers. And we saw that every notable servant of God had to instruct on this matter. And in fact, Paul also had to instruct Timothy about this. He said to Timothy, even in 1 Timothy chapter 4, let me quickly refer you to that. He said, now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. So some of the spirits we are going to be trying out and testing, the Bible refers to them as seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Some of the doctrines that are being paraded in our age now, they are actually doctrines propounded, sponsored by the devils, but packaged in sugar-coated language and made to look religious. But the intent and purposes of such teachings and doctrines is actually to lure men from Christ's kind of life. It's to make men live reckless with a conscience that has been seared with a hot iron. The Bible said, speaking lies in hypocrisy, verse 2, and having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. Now, I want you just to note that as we go on today, that the issues that we are dealing with, as John said in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Try the spirits. And we are told that in the end time, the Spirit of God has spoken quite expressly, that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. They will depart from the faith. We are not saying they will no longer be religious. We are not saying that they are not going to be preaching. There will be much more preachings. But they will have departed from the faith of the fathers, the faith of the elders, giving heed, giving attention unto seducing spirits. Now, these are the issues that the Holy Spirit will have us trash and test and prove as we go on in our pilgrimage as end-time believers. That many shall depart from the faith, the undiluted faith that the elders and the patriarchs held onto, the apostles practiced, and all the genuine believers of all generations acted upon. Many shall depart from this faith, giving heed, giving attention, concentrating on seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. Now, I want you to note this, is that men can speak lies in hypocrisy. And you remember what we read in 2 Peter the other day, that people will come with made-up stories, lies, and yet they won't even blink their eyes. They are telling lies, and yet they intimidate you to believe that it's correct. You hear them shouting for you to agree with it and say, yes, amen. And you are saying amen to what you don't really know. Forbidding to marry. Some wanting to prove as if you are doing a very special consecration. They forbid you to marry. They speak lightly of marriage. And in this end time, we find different religion, different spirit, different false prophets and prophecies emphasizing on these issues. Some are thinking that they are not meant. Some are men, quite all right, but they say no, they are feminine. They are practicing homosexuality without knowing. Some are commanding to abstain from certain meats. And there are several churches, several groups, several religions that are so particular about meats, about what you should eat, what you should not eat, the kind of meat in the that you should buy. Now the Bible says all these are manifestation of the spirit of the end time and the spirit of falsehood. Now he said, though God has created all this meat for us to receive with thanksgiving, yet they come in with this kind of extraneous teaching, you know, pumping you onto issues that they have nothing to talk about. But why are we doing this? Because it's the past four editions we are dealing with this. You can see verse 6, it says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. What God is asking us to do is biblical. To put you in remembrance of these things. To help you to be at alert, because they are around. Don't imagine that they are not in your own area. They are everywhere. Don't imagine that they are not in your own denomination. If you listen carefully, you might suddenly see that it has crept in. Ideas that you cannot authenticate with the life and practice of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are already creeping upon our pulpits here and there. And so, what is the Word of God asking us to do? That is the object of our discussions and study today. Let's return very quickly to John, 1 John chapter 4. Now, the first thing which I had pointed to you repeatedly, I'll do it again. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Now, the first step that will safeguard your life as a guidepost is that you should not believe every spirit. You should not take any spirit, any message, any messenger, any prophet or prophecy on the face value. You must begin to be like the Berean Christian. After Paul had preached to them, they said to Paul, we will go back and check the scriptures if the things you have said were actually so. Unfortunately, in our generation, we discover that several believers are becoming gradually strangers to the Word of God. Several of you go to church, you don't even care to read your Bible anymore. You just love all those theatrical actions, the displays, the dramas that men put on the pulpit. You just prefer to go and watch what they will say. You see how a man of God is dancing here, dancing there, and say, yes, I can see the Spirit landing upon you there. If I blow into your nose now, you will receive the anointing. Things that elders never practiced. And none of you is bold enough to search your scriptures and said, where can we find this in the Word of God? So the first thing the scripture is saying in 1 John chapter 4, it says, my dear friends, do not believe all who claim to have the Spirit. What does that mean? That means that every man who claims to have the Spirit, you should put him in one side until you can test whether what he's saying is biblical or not. What does that bring to our lives? It means, one, as a Christian, you must be personally familiar with the Word of God. You must know your currency well enough. You must have understood Jesus more personally and more properly than what you are doing presently. You need to draw close to the Word of God for yourself and by yourself. You need to keep close to the Holy Spirit in a definite way that you can begin to understand what is the whole counsel of God. Now, so the Bible says, do not believe every spirit. But what do you do? Try the spirits, whether they are of God. And I say to you, that is the first step unto testing spirits. You can't test a spirit that you have already swallowed hook and sinker into your heart. You will not be able to test any spirit when you have already been dazed, when you are already carried away by the fanfare of what the man of God is doing. You will not be able to test any spirit when you became so desperate that anything goes. Whatever they say, you swallow it if you can get your result. But I want to tell you, the result that they advertise to you, they are only earthly. They are things that are temporary. But the issues of your soul, the issues of your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ are eternal. They are things that you will face again in eternity. Don't forget that the men you meet on your path to heaven, they are all temporary. Those that you encounter on your journey to eternity, one day you will part. But don't allow any man to disaffect you. A man that you are meeting just for a short while, don't let him disaffect you and affect your eternity. That's the first warning that I see the Holy Spirit bringing our way as we study this scripture. Now, but you see, the reason why we went into studying some of the things that the Holy Spirit has spoken through several of his servants about false prophets is that you might know what are the issues to try or to prove or to test. What are the litmus tests of a false prophecy and a false prophet that God will want you to check? Now, let us quickly look at a few things here. Now, the Bible says in verse 2 of that scripture, and I think maybe we should start from that scripture, verse 2. It says, "Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God." Now, you may wonder, what does that mean? Is there anybody that does not claim that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh? Is there any preacher that does not believe that Jesus Christ has become a man and that he has risen, he has taken upon himself the nature of man? Now, that is a very technical issue. And I would like to spend just a little while looking at that today. First and foremost, several men, several false teachers, in order to undermine the lordship of Jesus Christ, in order to undermine the power of Jesus Christ and the power of his instruction, they try first and foremost to paint that Jesus Christ never took upon himself completely the nature of man. So as to say that, you see, the issues of righteousness that Jesus Christ practiced and taught us, they are not practicable. They say, why? Because he's not just a man like ourselves. But that is the first error. Jesus Christ took upon himself, the Bible says, he emptied himself. Even though he was God in every sense, he emptied himself and made himself nothing and took upon himself the form of a man. And having been found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. So when the Bible says Jesus was tempted at every point just like ourselves, that is the truth. To show you that if Jesus Christ lived above sin, it is possible for you also to live above sin. But false teachers, they begin to play on that aspect of theology by seemingly lifting Jesus away from his humanity in order to be able to find an excuse for careless living, for immoral living for themselves. That's the first point. Now, there are several men that may superficially claim that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. But when it comes to the matter of his death on the cross of Calvary, they claim that no, the Spirit just suddenly took him away. They thought that they caught Jesus, not knowing that they just took a ghost. Now, that is the lie of the devil that belies behind several other religions. Those of you that could study, if you look at one of the cardinal pillars of Islam or Buddhism or several other religions of the earth, they could say several things about Jesus Christ. They could talk so much about the miracles he performed. But when it comes to this aspect of his death on the cross, they all deny it. They all claim that he disappeared. He turned to a spirit. And yet the fact that Jesus came in the flesh was for the purpose of the cross. The Bible said he became man that he might be able to taste death for every one of us and deliver us from the devil that had the power of death. So we notice here that one of the activity of false prophets and an evil spirit, the spirit of Antichrist, is to deny the cardinal point of our faith, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross as a man. As a man. And you will notice that even that argument will have started right from the apostles if Jesus Christ did not come back and say, now, touch my hand, touch my leg. They put their hands on the nail prints. They put their hands on the scars. And he asked them, does a ghost have a human body like this? Do you have bread? Let us eat. Does a ghost eat? Now, that is to settle this particular false doctrine that the devil has always perpetuated. The devil believes and fears the power of resurrection. And so you see a lot of people, they talk about Jesus as the great prophet. They talk about him about as one of the masters. When you listen to those that practice transcendental meditation, they try to present Jesus as one of those masters. They call him a grandmaster in the spirit. But the truth of the matter is that Jesus Christ became man. He died as a man. He rose again as a man. And the Bible says he's sitting at the right hand side of God right now as a man, representing man in God's presence, representing us. And as a man, the Bible said, he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And as a result of this, he can become a faithful high priest for all those who look unto God through him. Now, but the spirit of Antichrist, we want to continuously disclaim this. You will see it each where you go. Now, but why we say that, there are yet another subtle way in which the spirit of Antichrist or a false prophet could be manifested. When you look at what 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and from verse 1 and 2 begins to say, I think I should read that along with you now. The Bible says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. You know that you are Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you are led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say Jesus Christ is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost." Now note this. Wheresoever you go, and the Lord Jesus Christ is not lifted up as the Lord. There are places where they say, oh, he's just a prophet. He's one of the prophets. He's one of the great masters. No, but they have not yet acknowledged him as the Lord, the only Lord, as the author and finisher of our faith, as the way, the truth, and the life. They present him as one master that you should follow, but there are others. There are other prophets. There are other preachers. There are other teachers that have come maybe with greater revelation. They may say they believe in Jesus, but they do not accept Jesus as the only Lord and Savior of their souls. They think there's someone else that they can relate with, or they can stand with, or they can walk with. Now, today the Bible says, every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come even into the world. And now already it is in the world. Now, several false prophets have come in. Several are speaking as if immorality is nothing to fear. But how do we put them to test? First, for every preacher, you need to find out, what is his attitude unto Jesus Christ as Lord? Does he exalt Jesus Christ not only by mouth, but by his life? Does he talk more about himself than he talks about Jesus? It's so appalling and very, very disturbing to find that several servants and preachers of our time, they are even more popular in the heart of their church members than the Lord Jesus himself. Whereas John the Baptist will say, Jesus Christ must increase while I decrease. These men are placing their life almost at par with our master Jesus. Now, what again can we say about testing, trying the spirit? We need to find out, is there any other thing that these prophets are pointing us to? Like you look at Deuteronomy 13, that even though their signs and wonders have come to pass, they emphasize other means. They emphasize some other gods. Now, some are talking about some special days. Some are talking about oil. Some are talking about means rather than the Lord Jesus. Some are talking about shadows of things rather than the reality which Jesus Christ himself is. Some are talking about you going to carry sand or carry burnt ashes and putting some pebbles in your purse. Now, things that are luring you back to idol worship rather than the Lord Jesus. Now, any prophet, any preaching that continues to point you to means rather than to Jesus, there's a tendency that spirit is leading you to error. And there is need for you to take caution. There is need for you to take your stand and test every spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is going to grant you understanding. It's going to bring the word of God much more. False prophets are capable of quoting scriptures here and there. But you can test it, because what they are quoting from this section of scripture likely will contradict several other scriptures. Whensoever a man preaches and what he says contradicts the word of God, contradict any other section of the scripture, you have a reason to query it. The reason is because the Spirit of God that inspires every aspect of scripture can never contradict itself. And when a man takes a scripture out of his context and extrapolates it, it can lead unto pollution. I want to ask you, test every spirit. Test it, subject it to the test of the total counsel of God. You don't test a spirit or a prophecy just by one verse. You check it by the totality, the regularity of the word of God. May God help you in this matter, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our Father, we thank you. We bless your name because, Lord, these things you are dropping in the hearts of men, we correct them. We ask that as many as you have affected and are crying back to you, Lord, teach them the way, the correct way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The first step to safeguard your own faith is to ensure that everything any man says is soundly biblical rather than to be carried away by false values. Ensure also that anybody who denies the Lord Jesus Christ and lift any other thing more than him is false. From such, turn and run away. Write us today. Our address is Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. God bless you.